So could you just introduce yourself and let us know why you're out here today?
Yes. My name is Sanjeev Kumar, and I'm representing a Human Rights Action Committee. This is an organization which is working across Canada, and we have got a campaign which we are doing on. The first issue is to stop deportations of the people. And the second issue we are campaigning is regularization of people. The third major issue is to implement a refugee appeal division, because the refugee claimants whose cases are refused by IRB, they don't have any proper legal recourse for having a solution where their case can be considered on merit.
Now, since Tuesday, the Human Rights Action Committee has been out here protesting in front of the Immigration and Refugee Board. Could you tell us about this action and, and what your goals are and what you hope to achieve?
Yeah, the first and foremost is that 10th December is International Day for Human Rights. And we are celebrating this week of human rights and human rights of the people without status. And the people who are suffering here, it's because of many bad decisions done by Immigration Refugee Board commissioners or board members. These people, they don't go through the documents of the people, and they don't, sometimes they are racist, sometimes they are incompetent, sometimes they are biased. So because of all that, the people who are sitting here, they are suffering, and we are here to protest. We are on a hunger strike, which can be called as a chain fast. The people, five people sit every day for 24 hours, and then the new people come. So it is till tomorrow, for 4 p.m. this will be on. We are demanding removal of those IRB commissioners who are biased, racist, incompetent. For example, Louis Rebuck from IRB Montreal, Leon Grob from IRB Montreal, and there are many, many more people who are doing this type of things. We are opposing them, and we want their removal from IRB.
Could you tell us a little bit about the people who are out here doing the hunger strike?
Yes.
What communities do they come from, and what are they representing?
People, as far as Human Rights Action Committee is concerned, we have got people through from many communities. For example, Indian community, and in that from particularly from Punjab, the Sikhs. We have got people from who are supporting us. They are from Pakistani community. They are from Bangladesh. They are from Palestinian organizations. So many organizations they are, and the people they are supporting us, but mainly these people who are sitting, they are from India, and they are demanding removal of Leon Grob and Louis Rebuck. Louis Rebuck is a commissioner. Probably she has not accepted anybody in the last 1 year. Though we cannot have the exact data because we don't have any access to the IRB records. But as far as we know from the people's experience and those people whom we meet, this says we are clear that she don't accept anybody. So what is the need? If you are to give Louis Rebuck, don't give the hearing itself.
Could you tell us about some of your long-term goals for the Action Committee? You stated some of them at the beginning.
Our major campaign or major goal is to get regularization of people without status. Last week, Human Rights Action Committee made a presentation to the Citizenship and Immigration Standing Committee of Parliament on this matter. So we very clearly asked there, demanded there, and explained there what are the problems with the Immigration Refugee Board, what are the problems with the CIC and others. Our goal is regularization of people, implementation of Refugee Appeal Division, and we want a fair, justice, and efficient system. No doubt IRB has increased the efficiency. Now the people's claims, they are listened in around 6 months' time. You get your hearings in place of 2 years. But if at the cost of justice, efficiency is to be brought, so that efficiency has got no value. We demand that there should be two commissioners for IRB so that at least they discuss the matter. We have got many people here who are sitting, and their decisions, when we read it, we find that the commissioner did not go through the documents or the file, or even didn't listen carefully to the claimant in the hearing. That clearly shows that if there will be two people, at least before writing a decision, they will discuss, and at least they will be in the file, not that somebody is somewhere else. We have got Rajinder Singh, he's sitting, his wife is sitting. In their case, we have got the file. IRB commissioner, she writes, the age of their children is 27 years and 29 years, though it is they are just in their teens. Okay, not this. There are 100 things she has written which are absolutely wrong on the basis of facts. Now, if the basic facts, the commissioner is not aware what decision he or she is going to. So that's why we want that they should be removed, and we are sitting here. And this is a beginning of the process, not an end in itself. This demonstration or this protest will continue till 4 o'clock tomorrow. But of course, in the future days, we are coming up with a much bigger programs against these IRB commissioners who are absolutely incompetent. Judy Sagro, Honorable Minister for Immigration and Citizenship, she rightly said when she became the minister, she said, in future we will appoint people on the basis of what they know, not on the basis of whom they know. But if they are to accept the strippers and they are to they are removing Palestinian refugees, the whole world know that they are refugees. But on compassionate grounds, they are allowing to stay strippers in the country. We have got no objection that strippers should not be allowed. Everybody should be allowed. But the priority of the minister is clearly visible from that she has got no care for the people who are suffering, who are dying, but she cared for the entertainment of a few rich in the society.
Now, you've been here since Tuesday. Yeah. Have you been able to speak with anyone from immigration and the IRB?
Well, we gave our one document to them in which we explained them that what we are going to do for these 4 or 5 days. So they took it, and that's it, and that's all.
And could you tell us a little bit about, you talked about some of the plans you have for after this action ends tomorrow. Can you just outline some of those plans?
Of course. On 12th of December, we are going to organize a conference at a Sikh temple. On 10th of December, which is the International Day of Human Rights, that's tomorrow, a religious prayer will start. And this will continue till December 12th, till 10 o'clock or 10:30. After that, the program will be there where Bloc Quebecois immigration critic, member parliament, Melif Faye, she will be there, and we have invited some other member parliament. So let's see how many come up, because we cannot, at the moment, many liberal member of parliaments will not be willing to come, though they promised us to come in the past. But in the last few days, the government is in a lot of crisis because of the immigration minister. Yesterday also, there were demand by Bloc Quebecois and demand by Conservative Party for the removal of Judy Sagro from her post, because of there is some involvement of check and money is involved where it has been transferred. And though she has returned that money previous day, but the visas and the temporary resident permits, they were given to those who give donations. So we are going to hold a conference on 12th at La Salle in Sikh temple, where lots of people, many hundred people will be there, and we'll discuss all the matters. And then in the new year, of course, we look forward to do many things, because we are part of Canadian Council of Refugees. So they are also having a lot of plans which we'll be part of. And then there is a coalition here to stop deportation of Palestinians. There are many programs which we are going to do in the next few months. But at the moment, our focus is on these two issues. That is this hunger strike. And along with that, on 12th of December, we are going to have a conference.
And finally, can you tell us if there's any ways that the public or other people in Montreal can do to support your issues?
Yes, of course. They can. We have got one petition which is on our website, www.hraconline.org. We have got a petition. People can sign that we are going to send 100,000 signatures to the Prime Minister of Canada about our demands. They can send us to the address is given on website, and everything is there. They, if they wish, they can come here today and tomorrow, and they can give us a support. That will be excellent. On 12th of December, we are going to have a program. They can come there, or they can write to the newspapers. They can write to, they can call to the radio stations and raise their voice in support of what we are doing.
Great, thank you. Is there anything you want to add?
Well, I'm grateful to you that you have come in such a chilly day, on such a chilly day, to listen to the people here. We have got a lot of people who are suffering because of IRB, and they're all sitting here, and I think all the media should support it. Thank you very much.